Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Lamed Zayin. The third parak introduces us to the malacha of Bishul, or Ofe, and starts a discussion of the rabbinic prohibitions of Shehiya and Chazara. Broadly speaking, Bishul is defined as the malacha that changes or improves a food item from a raw to an edible state. Among the unique defining features in Bishul, there are two standouts. One is that the malacha takes time for the prohibition to kick in. Therefore, one could actually get out of the malacha before it actually takes place. The second, because food or liquid doesn't just change status in a matter of seconds. And the second is that Bishul requires a fire source to have the Torah definition of Bishul. One of the cooking by other means, for example, sun rays or microwaves, for that matter, a discussion. The Gemara speaks about sun rays all the way down to the modern postgame, who speak about the microwaves. Rav Moshe, for example, in Yerushas Moshe, Or Chaim Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Beis Paskin, that since one of the normal ways today of preparing or cooking food is in the microwave, it would be considered cooking midoraisa. Rav Avadya and Yalkut Yosef Simen Shin Yurchet Sivkat and Yurtet held that since it's not actually ish, objective ish, fire, it would be prohibited only midrabbanan. Agav, this would also impact Bishul done for a Jew by a non-Jew, discussion for a later time. Our daf, after the Mishnah Lamed Vav, details the concept of Shehiya, which literally means to leave over, and refers to the rabbinic prohibition of leaving a raw food cooking on a flame from before Shabbos on an open flame into Shabbos. So on one level, the Torah allows us in the same way we can turn on a light, and that light stays on over Shabbos. Nevertheless, when it comes to food preparation, people tend to adjust and tinker with their pots that are on the stove, and this is the idea behind the Isur D'Rabbanan called Shehiya. Our Gemara introduces a permissible way to do this called Grifa Ketima. Grifa is a process of removing the coals from the cooking area, thereby making sure one wouldn't stir the coals to speed up the cooking. Ketima is when the flame is covered up, which weakens its intensity and is a reminder the flame should not be stoked. And this process was done for the Kira stove, which was used in the time of the Mishnah, the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Gimel assumed that in his days, stoves had the status of a kira, and then Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva in Igros Moshe Or Chaim Chelek Dalad Ayin Dalad that we should also treat our modern day stoves with the same rules as the kira because of the thermostat. So the solution for Shehiya was the blach or the metal sheet cover that goes over the burners or grates, and it's good to also cover the flame adjustment knobs as well. This enables a hacker or a way to see, because the flame is reduced, similar to the ketima, and the blach itself is there to alter the quote-unquote bishul area, the reminder to leave the flame alone. Technically, one could leave an uncooked cholent on a blach a minute before Shabbos, but it's not recommended simply because now this pot may not be moved or tampered with until it's fully cooked, which could be hard for everyone to remember. Best to have food cooked or mostly cooked before Shabbos comes in. The hot plate, without any temperature control, resolved the issue of covering the flame and knobs on the stove and has become a popular alternative to ensure that no Shehiya is actually taking place.